You're listening to Illinois Edition in the Scene with me, Rachel Otwell.
And me, Scott Fingold, here representing the Illinois Times.
And we have an interview from Champaign coming again this week. We talked to Seth Fine, who works for the Accord, a venue that we will hear is going through some changes. And he's also the organizer of the Pygmalion Festival and a founder for Smile Politely, which is what exactly, Scott?
It's a locally based paper. Basically, it's online, but it only concerns itself with things oriented towards Champaign.
And so we'll hear from him. But first, we have some things to tell you about in the region. So first, happening in Bloomington at the Castle Theater.
Yes, there's a Battle of the Bands happening on Friday the 21st. Several bands will be putting their best foot forward. Bombsite Recording Studio, The Blank Sleeves, The Golden Fleece, The Shore Runners, The Most of Me, Long Ladder Home, Black Esther, and Bakerfield will all be vying for the top spot. So if you want to go see some bands battle, head out to the Castle Theater on Friday.
And then Record Store Day is coming up nationally, but in Springfield you can celebrate by going to Recycled Records and Elf Shelf
and Dumb Records also, which is going to be having festivities all the way from 8 in the morning till 10 p.m., free coffee being provided by Cafe Andiamo, and music from DJ Tariq in the morning, and then a concert by The Young Eyes, who we'll be hearing from later. Skunk Works and MLR will all be performing there free in the Dumb Records space, along with the usual special limited edition items on sale, and a sale also of 15% off everything else in stock besides the outside of the Record Store Day only material. So lots of fun happening over there in Southtown at Dumb Records.
Saturday for Record Store Day. Mm-hmm. Also Saturday, the Earth Awareness Fair, Earth Day celebration near the old state capitol.
Yes, that's a free family-friendly event. There's going to be 40 exhibitors highlighting topics like recycling, reuse, energy efficiency, alternative energy, native plants and habitats, local organic foods, water conservation, and there will also be live music, games, crafts, activities, and other stuff, including stuff from Henson Robinson Zoo, a special bee presentation by Arvin Pierce, and it's a bicycle rodeo for ages 5 to 12. So all kinds of great Earth Day stuff happening on Saturday. So Record Store Day and Earth Day are the same day.
And then kind of in the same spirit of Earth Day at Lincoln Memorial Garden, which is open from like sunrise to sunset every day, by the way, if you haven't gone yet this year, just a reminder, a nice place to take in some wildlife around Springfield. They will be hosting their Woodland Wildflower Herb and Tree Sale on Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. those days. And this will be the first of two annual wildflower sales that are going to feature shade-loving woodland wildflowers as well as bare root trees. And this year, for the first time, there will also be herbs for sale. Some of the plants are ferns, trillium, wild geranium, spiderwort. Herbs include lavender, basil, cilantro. So get your green thumb in action if you so desire this weekend at Lincoln Memorial Garden. And so we are arriving to our interview in a second here. But first, a mention that Ebert Fest is coming up in Champaign. This weekend actually already started on Wednesday and goes through Sunday the 23rd at the Virginia Theater in Champaign. There is a lot of festival films going on. Some examples include Being There with Peter Sellers, one of my favorite movies, and The Handmaiden. Lots of different things. So each year, Ebert Fest picks usually a person to honor, but this year, instead of doing that, they're focusing on values like compassion and empathy and kindness, and they are going to be focusing on one local organization in particular, The organization is the Alliance for Inclusion and Respect. They deal with people with disabilities and feature their artwork and share their stories via film. So it's a good fit. I have an interview coming with someone from the Alliance for Inclusion and Respect. If you're listening on Thursday, you may have already heard it. If you missed it, go to illinoisedition.org. And we'll also link you to more about Ebert Fest in general. So if you want to visit Champaign, or if you're listening from Champaign, you can head over and figure out what movies you want to see and how to plan your trip. And that's at illinoisedition.org. And then, Scott, so looking at the Accord in Champaign, a couple events, and we'll get into our interview.
Sure. This coming Friday, April 21st, Crystal Garden will be performing at the Accord, featuring Boyd Tinsley, who you might know as the violinist for Dave Matthews Band. And then on April 22nd, The District, a band from Philadelphia, will be performing. And then Sunday, on the 23rd, Adoration Destroyed and Lorelei Dreaming will be playing. And so here's our interview with Seth Fine from The Accord, who has some news about what's going on over there.
Well, we're in The Accord, and it's a nightclub. It's a venue. It's a live music venue. It's a really amazing space. It's hosted so many incredible shows since it opened in 1999, some of which I've brought here directly, a lot of which Ward Gollings, the talent buyer since the beginning, has brought here. It's a 400 cap small theater space, and it's pretty clean, which is to say the design. Best venues in the world are just, you know, four black walls, stage, let the band and the lights illustrate the place.
And you were saying it's been the Accord for 14 months. Before that,
yeah,
people would have known it as
the High Dive. A pretty wonderful, amazing venue.
What are some of the highlights? You were saying there's a lot of great acts. What are some of the highlights in your mind that just come to it as far as what's happened here in these walls?
For me, speaking of the shows that I personally brought through here, the Arcade Fire on their first tour. We were already. Sufjan Stevens.
I drove to New York in a van with my friend. We slept in parking lots. I don't mind. I was in love with the place in my mind.
Black Keys. I was a moving man in my younger days, but I got out. Ton. Ward brought so many amazing shows, especially early on. Flaming Lips. Do you Modest Mouse. Queens of the Stone Age, White Stripes. It's a long list of really cool bands that, you know, started off as just struggling indie rock bands that ended up doing big things.
Where are things now?
Well, you know, when we when we did the Accord, it was a partnership with the owner of the High Dive, who's still the owner of the Accord. I'm simply a minority partner, me and my wife. We saw it as an opportunity to learn about whether or not we wanted to do this. I've been an independent promoter or working for a venue in some capacity since I was still in college in the early aughts. Played in bands for a significant amount of time. So that's all I've ever really known. And so when the opportunity arose, I wanted to see if it would make sense for us as a family and as a company. And it does in a lot of ways. It did. I mean, I loved buying talent, and I love promoting shows, and I love the thrill of seeing a bunch of people enjoy live music, especially this day and age when it's becoming less and less in vogue, especially for teenagers, when, you know, the new shopping mall is basically their phone. That's the way they engage. And so the other thing that we realize is that it's really hard work, and it's really difficult work. But most importantly, Justine got pregnant again. Mm. So we had our second boy 2 months ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And you come to a place where you really look at each other and say, how do we want to spend our time? We wanted to focus on our magazine, Smile Politely, which is an online magazine that's been publishing for 10 years, and the Pygmalion Festival, which is a music festival, but also more of a culture festival with tech and literature and food that's, you know, it's coming into its 13th year.
And just explain for us the basis of what Smile Politely is, for instance.
Sure. Smile Politely is an online culture magazine. It's a hyper-local, culture zine that is specific to Champaign-Urbana. Nowhere else. I mean, we'll go into Danville, or Monticello, a little Paxton, but not much else. The idea when the alternative weeklies in Champaign-Urbana folded in between 2001 and 2005, there was a gap for about 2 years where there was no alternative press at all. There was the NPR affiliate, there's the News Gazette, and the Daily Illini and their student-based culture magazine. But there was nothing for the community, the young professionals, the townies. And so you pretty quickly recognize that you can't sustain on the old model. Print, dead. People don't buy advertising in the same way. And we didn't have any opportunity to hire professional journalists, sadly. It's just, and I think that I'm staring into the eyes of people who are. And it's a dwindling breed, sadly. So we thought we'd make a community magazine. I went to school for creative writing, but that ain't journalism. Let me be clear.
Sure.
Okay, and we thought, hey, this community loves itself so much that we could talk about it. And you know, this community hates itself enough that we could talk about that too. So the community populates the magazine. If you were interested in fishing holes and you wanted to talk about fishing holes, we could write for us and talk about fishing holes. And we try to sell advertising the best we can to local organizations, businesses, restaurants, coffee shops, municipalities, whatever, to help support that process. We try to be critical, but we try to be fair. So that's what the magazine is. Publishes 5 days a week.
And the website for that?
Is smilepolitely.com. Yeah.
And then Pygmalion, to just summarize what that festival is too.
You know, it started off as a music festival and still is a music festival, but we've added a tech component and a literature component with the Department of English here at University of Illinois, and now a food component that we try to get, like, the best brick-and-mortar restaurants that would never set up at a fair and convince them to come and do it. They hate me. They love me. But we want to showcase the best of the best, things that most of the time you wouldn't see at a festival. And we really place a strong emphasis on bringing in really top-level talent from outside of Champaign-Urbana that are on the national and international circuit. And our lineups from the past 12 years, you know, really, really emphasize that. And it's a very costly process. It's extraordinarily taxing, but it's one of the most rewarding things I can think of as far as community participation and just having a job that's, you know, cool. You know, it's fun, you know. The reality is being in a small market like this, by comparison to where most major festivals take place, festivals that have this type of lineup, is that we don't have the access to the marketing budgets of the major corporations. I mean, when we get sponsorship, it's usually coming from the community in some way. And so these are four-digit sponsorships, not six-digit sponsorships. And so I have friends who work in the major festival circuit that are telling me their sponsorship buys, and you're just like, oh, I could operate Pygmalion for 5 years on that one buy. And that's the just the reality of being in a market of, you know, 250,000 people.
And so your titles, to be clear, with Smile Politely and Pygmalion, what would those be?
Founder and owner and publisher, producer.
Which brings us back to the Accord the news here.
So the news is that the Accord is not going to be operating under the name The Accord for much longer.
Yeah, that's right. April 30th is our last day as The Accord. And I think that we're all at peace with it. There's sadness, of course. You know, you take lumps along the way no matter what you're doing, but like we've been able to continue to keep it together. And ultimately, our partners asked us if we wanted, the lease was coming up, asked, do we want to keep doing this? And as a result of baby little Ira, our newest son, and as a result of just wanting to put time into Smile Politely and Pygmalion, we declined. And almost right away, the brilliant mad genius that is Carlos at CMT had another plan in place, and he got another operator to come here and take it over on May 1st. The venue will be called 51 Main, which is just the name of its address. A fellow named Rod Sickler, who has a salon here in town and does different types of events. You know, that's the good news for us, is that it's not going to turn into like just some bar or just a restaurant or something. It'll continue to operate as a stage. It's still going to be a venue. And so that's really good news for Champaign-Urbana. And, you know, Rod is a tireless worker such a spirited personality. We get along great. I'm very excited for him and think that it'll be a fine thing.
That was Seth Fine from the Accord nightclub in Champaign, which is going to be closing. There are going to be a couple of Fare Thee Well shows happening there next weekend. Fare Thee Well to the Accord Part 1 features bands ZXO, CJ Run, and Crofton Coleman in the Amber Sky, and the Bashful Youngins in Snail will all be playing on Wednesday, the 26th. And then the very last show at the Accord ever will be April 28th, Fare Thee Well to the Accord, featuring the Dirty Feathers, We the Animals, Tiger Beat, the Handcuffs, and 3-Hour Tour.
And as we heard, there will be a new use for the venue, however, the Accord, as it's so titled. Yes, R.I.P. R.I.P. soon. Anyway, all right. With that brings us to time for Song of the Week. What do you got, Scott?
This is a band from Greenville, Illinois, who are going to be performing Dumb Records on Record Store Day. They're called Young Eyes.
And this is their song, Detective for Your Love.
All the mystery.